Right.
Okay, so you're running control room. What does that do?
Is that what it says?
It's, well, when I started, it said you were doing control room or something.
Let's see if that changes anything. Does it still say control room? I guess control room is whoever sent the invite.
Yeah.
Well, there
I
we
can
go.
Click on it, and I can click on it and tells me, like, fuck you, the moderator's doing this thing.
Oh. Well, I'm the moderator then, I suppose.
Well, then moderate!
I have all the power.
Try not to hate. Love your mate. Masticate.
Welcome. Welcome.
Masticate, you must.
James.
What? Nick.
I say.
What say you?
Here.
So say we all.
For the 60th time.
60?
Yes. Welcome to Dork.
Welcome to Dork 60, the 60 extravaganza. It's time to do it, Dork.
You didn't tell me you wrote a song.
I'm an improviser. I improvise.
Well.
Improvise, overcome, adapt.
Improvise on this. Welcome to Dork number 60.
All right.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And you're listening to Dork.
You're the Dork, the Dork. Here's the Dorky, Dorky, Dorky.
Dork, 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 Dork. That means if you only had an hour to kill, you could listen to a minute from each of the episodes.
That's
which
true.
With the opening music would let you listen to that and then me going, welcome to Dork, maybe. Or listen to me taunt James or whatever other guests I have on.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Let me see.
It's harder, though, since we're doing things remote. I can't sneak. It just goes live. What is that? You have a separate camera?
No, I have a separate screen.
Hmm.
So you're looking at yourself now.
That is really weird. Especially with the delay.
Is it?
Hmm.
Especially what? Oh, yeah.
It's really weird because I was talking and then seeing myself talk, and there's even a little bit of delay on my self-monitor of, like, you know, an eighth of a second, but it's enough that...
It's there.
It's weird.
Oh. I forget. You're not on the screen in front of me anymore, so I need to put you in front of me. So when I look at you, I'm actually looking at you. Or looking at where you're looking at me.
Well, yeah, I should probably do a setup like that, too. I bet you I could.
I mean, if you have another screen, then sure.
I have two.
There's no problem. Everything
I have two more monitors on my desk.
So I get some sarsaparilla is the most important thing.
Sarsaparilla time! Oh, sorry, that was a John Denver moment. It's not really working.
So after 60 episodes,
the big
what
60.
Have you learned about yourself, James?
I curse more than I think I do.
Fuck right you do.
It doesn't sound like a lot when I'm, like, actually just talking, but when I'm listening to myself talk, which doesn't always happen when I'm talking, you know, there's a lot of, like, unnecessary fucks.
Well, I am a negative influence on most people's language patterns.
Trueness. Truthiness.
Like, I take that back.
Okay,
when I was a kid, I did swear a lot. I remember saying, what was it? Holy shit. On the playground when I was, like, in kindergarten. And using it. Yeah, and using it to, like, incorrectly. Like, we weren't using it right. We were using it, like, as a, a noun instead of an exclamation.
Oh.
And you can use shit as a noun all you want, but, you know, when you put holy in front of it, it can only be used for an exclamation, unless you're talking about, like, stuff in the Vatican.
It's an interjection. Oh, yeah, 7 o'clock. That's funny. Interjection for excitement or emotion. They're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong.
I never listened to Schoolhouse Rock.
Then how do you know that was Schoolhouse Rock?
Well, because not a lot of other things do that. Unless it was, like, They Might Be Giants, which I would have noticed.
Yeah. They do a lot of, kid stuff these days.
I never watched Schoolhouse Rock because the animation looked like shit.
It was, I mean, it's the 80s it and like 70s.
Like, it all looked like the cheese guy.
The cheese guy.
Hanker for a hunk of a sliver slicer chunk of a hanker for a hunk of cheese.
Well, that wasn't Schoolhouse Rock. That was the...
I know, it was a different thing, but the animation style was the same.
Yeah, it was like the ABC information, the mod squad, the bot squad, the bot squad. Is that what they called them?
Yeah, I think so.
When my 10-gallon hat is feeling 5-gallon flat and I'm feeling kind of weak on the knees, a hanker for a hunk of cheese. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was the FDA that did that.
Oh, and then there was Yuck Mouth. Do you remember that one?
No.
They call me Yuck Mouth because I don't brush. Oh, I like my teeth like this. They call me Yuck Mouth because I don't brush. How's about a little kiss? That's I got gross. Some beef in my teeth. I got some chicken, too. Hey, that's a cavity. Hey, that's new. And if you don't brush your teeth, you could be one, too. You'd be a Yuck Mouth. My cousin made a parody of that called Yuck Butt. But it had different lyrics.
I bet it was hilarious.
I'm sure some people could use it. that's disgusting. Anyhow, how's it going?
You know? Well, I think about it. I did swear a lot as a kid. Like I had three distinct personalities as a child, and I guess they've all kind of like some of them are hidden in my body somewhere. But the main one, which is just Nick. It's kind of taken over.
The Nick.
Because I had one that was me.
Am I speaking to Nick now?
Yeah. Well, okay. I had the one that was me at school, like around my friends.
Yeah.
And that was the real me. Like that was me at my most honest. Me soul-bared, as real as I am, that was me. And then there was me in front of my parents, in front of other people's parents, where I didn't swear. And I was respectful and, you know, I watched myself. But I said a little bit of personality.
Yeah.
And then there was me with the youth group, which was kind of a combination of those two, where I'm hanging out with friends from church. So I'm me, but without swearing and without a lot of the humor that me had. So growing up, I had three. I was multiple. I mean, seriously, multiple personalities. I had to switch things off to survive. Yes.
No. That makes sense because you know, I guess the cursing was one of like the main things that defined the difference between how I interacted with my peers as opposed to how I interacted with my family, especially at like family functions when I had like grandparents and you know great aunts and people there from you know two generations removed from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I can have, you know, be a smart aleck and, like, say smarmy things in front of my great aunt and my godmother, but, like, you know, if I actually cursed in front of them, they'd be like, James David Brown, you get out of here. And my mom would be horrified and, you know, would punish me in some sort of way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you're describing is like we all have like these different personas, these you know masks that we put on depending on and you know how we interact depending on the people we're around. Because you don't act the same way when you're at the bar than when you do it like if you're in an office in an office job. You know, this is that kind of thing. Or typically, it depends on the office job, I guess. But there's only like two or three. Well, okay, there's four people that probably know like. That I, like, don't censor myself in any way, shape, form, or fashion around.
But see, that's what I'm trying to get to, is a point where I'm not any of that. Like, I'm just me all the time. And I think I'm getting closer, but, like, that one of the barriers is work. Like, because, but part of that's because I work with a lot of guys that go to the church I went to when I was growing up, and they're...
Okay, cool, thanks. Sorry.
That was
my landlord. He fixed my air conditioning today.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Yeah, we replaced the air compressor. What's funny is, like, today and yesterday were, like, you know, bone-ass colds, but, like, 2 days ago it was, like, boiling hot outside, and so, like, it was, like, 80 degrees in our apartment, so we were like, the air conditioning isn't working. And, you know... It's just kind of weird. Like the next day is like, all right, I'll come over and fix your air conditioning while it's 40 degrees outside.
Now, that's the best time to do it.
It is.
Ironically. When you never know.
Oh, bits of irony. Yes. That's true. It's better to find out when it, like, you know, that it's broken now in the, you know, the deepest parts of winter than it is to find out when it's like 3 hot days in a row or something.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, yes. And then he'll have a whole bunch of other ones to fix and never come and see you and fix yours.
Yeah.
I had that problem with my landlord. He was a dickhole and lazy and just sucked at fixing shit. Well, he was actually not bad at fixing shit. Getting him to come and fix shit was a bitch.
Yeah.
And the worst part was he lived right down the street. Like, for a while, he lived in my complex, and then he was like, wait, I can't live here with, like, 3 kids. It's ridiculous. And so he got a house. And, yeah, just getting him to come by was just ridiculous.
Quite.
But, yeah, I'm pushing toward, like, I've seen, like, old guys that have got there, you know, dudes that, like, hit 60, and at that point, they, you know, like, they blew out the candles on the 60th cake and were just like, fuck it. I don't
give a damn anymore. Look upon my field of fucks and see that it is totally barren.
Yeah, if I could get to the point professionally, like as far as like what I did for a living, where I could just be me, that would be great. I consider that a win. I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. This is me at work. Fuck you.
Yeah, I give not a damn.
Yeah. Shit balls and titty nipples. Flappy cunt buttholes, like just whatever. Just people are like, well, right, just
you sound like you have Tourette's right now.
Yeah,
shit balls, flappy nipples.
But that would just be work. Shit balls, flappy nipples. Welcome to Shit Balls, Flappy Nipples Incorporated. We do whatever the fuck all we want.
Yes, which this is my co-host Abe Bagoda.
Yeah, which is a weird, you know, looking at how my life goals have changed from when I was 10. Like, when I was 10, I don't know what I wanted to do when I was 10. Like, at no point in my life I ever had a cohesive goal.
So if someone, when you were 10 years old, if someone came up to you and said, I want you to host a radio show where all you do is curse and say, like, you know, off-the-wall things like shit balls, flappy nipples, you would say no? Or you would say, I don't know, sir.
I would have been like, oh, cool, can I not be in school and do that instead? Excellent. Like, I tell kids that shit all the time. They're like, you know, well, you know, it's the best time of my life. I'm supposed to be enjoying myself. I'm like, no, it's not. Your life sucks ass right now. But, you know, it's not bad. Like, you should be able to look at any point in your life and go, this is the best time of my life. Because if you're not, then what the fuck? Like, you know. Change it. Yeah, if the best time of your life was high school, you poor bastard. Because that's a very small amount of time. You've got a long way to go. You know, I'm happier now than I was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was happier than I was 10 years before that. I mean, but I don't know if it's subjective, where I've just been like, or if it's the human thing where you just kind of get used to where you're at and be like, oh, that's cool. And then you move on and you're like, well, I can't believe I thought I was happy then, because I certainly was not. Like, middle school, I wasn't happy. Middle school fucking sucked. I'm thinking about all this shit because I was on Spotify today. I've been putting together a playlist that I'm calling Formative Audio. It's songs, like music from different points of my life that I have definite ties to. And so, like, I'm pulling stuff up that I'm remembering. Oh, yeah, I listened to that. And oh, this is the... Blah, blah, blah. And so I've come up already with, like, 12 hours of music. The playlist is 200 songs long.
12 hours of music?
Yeah. Because I'm just grabbing shit and going like, because I'm inching forward through my life in my head and going, okay, at this point I remember this song and this song and this song and this was playing here, and that'll remind me of something else, and you just keep, you know, tacking it on until you have this massive playlist. Which got me to, where was it? Stone Temple Pilots. And Stone Temple Pilots I've never been a huge fan of, but Stone Temple Pilots came about the same time as a very formative period of my life, which was when I saw my first porno.
Okay. And this ties into Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, because I was over at my cousin's house. I spent the night at my cousin's house. And one of my cousins is really into music. He's actually an incredible fucking guitarist and bassist, but both. He's really good at both. But he's hadn't been in a couple bands, and he does he sits in all the time. Like he's amazing. But we didn't really get along at the time back then, which was, I don't know, like 11, 12 maybe. But we bonded over. He's like, hey, we have a porno. I was like, do tell. It is on VHS. You know, this is pre-internets.
Right.
Pre-porn internets. Porn-ternets.
Well, it's free. Like, it's pre-internet, so it's pre-porn. Because the first thing on the internet was porn. That's what makes, you know, different media and internet and ways of exchanging information grow is the pornography market.
Is it the police?
Maybe. I'm sure they're not coming. Shit. I gotta go.
They really stopped.
No, they passed. It's fine. Oh, no, they stopped.
Did they stop outside your house?
No. They're like blocks away. They're blocks away. Come on, keep broadcasting. I'm gonna keep broadcasting as long as I can. This is James Brown. Radio Free New Orleans. They can't stop the signal, Max. Max? Mal? They can't stop the signal, Mal.
Guy, kill me, Mal. Kill me with a sword.
With a sword. How weird.
But yeah, so he's like, hey, we have a porn. And it was VHS, and it was like two different... It was one complete porn, like late 70s, early 80s. I could tell by the bush and the hairdos, because there was a lot of nudity.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a porn, so you would expect a lot of nudity.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't really time period it by clothing, because
there's a lot of people just
clothing. It's an adult film. Why bother with clothes? Period. You know, there wasn't a cohesive story. Like there was a story going on. I don't know what it was, but
was somebody delivering pizza, or was there like a plumber there to fix the pipes or lay some pipe?
No, dude, it was like in a hotel, and there were like these vignettes, like this lady comes to this hotel, and like at one point there's a sexual fracas, as it were, and afterwards she like leaves the room, and this dude, completely naked, dude walks up to her, and he's got like an alien head under one arm, like a big mask, you know?
Okay.
And he's got that under one arm, he walks up and he talks to her. And I don't remember what he said, because I'd always fast forward through that part to get to the boobies. But he says something and then wanders off. I can't honestly tell you. I watched the thing hundreds of times. It was the only porn I had for a couple of years, because my cousin was awesome enough to give it to me. But like at the end of it, there was another like the first three scenes of another porn that was. Like farm-based, it's fucked up. Less fucked up than the one that came before it. Are you still there?
Can you?
Oh, your face was frozen.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard first three scenes of another porn, and then that's it.
No, sorry. So anyway, they pop this thing in because I'm like, oh, porn. Let's see a porn. So they pop it in. And the first scene, like they had, you know, they picked up wherever they had stopped it, which is a creepy thought. But it starts up, and this dude is just hammering this chick with his genitals. And I had never seen anything like that in my fucking life. I was just like, holy shit, is this legal? How is this happening? How on earth, I mean, you know my background, so I'm like, how on earth is this a thing that happens in the world? Little did I know.
It is a thing. And it happens all over the world. And people film it.
Yeah. But if I could have taken that kid and gone, dude, that's, get used to that shit, because that's nothing. That's just missionary with enough gap for the huge cameras they were using at the time period when they were filming this. Like, they're going to have handheld cameras, and you're going to see action shots you never thought possible. And that's not even the most fucked up thing by far that you're ever going to see, because the internet will take you and show you the world like Aladdin on a fucking flying carpet. But you're not going to be going to Egypt and Greece and all that, you are going to be going to the darkest depths of humanity in HD. Your video is not coming through.
That's reassuring. Yeah, well, like,
Hello, James? I'm afraid your audio has dropped out as well. James, I feel all alone. There's no sound coming from you. And your face isn't moving.
I'm moving. Oh, I can hear you now.
I can hear you. I can't see you. What is that? James? Hello? What is going on? We apologize for the technical difficulties. Dork will return in just a moment. Doom, 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 doo, 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 boom, boo, doo, doo.
The Hangout is on air. We're live in five.
We're back.
Four, we're already back. Never mind. Cancel countdown. I mean, countdown's already done. Shit.
Sorry, folks. James was having technical difficulties, and so he switched over to his Galaxy tablet. Welcome to the fucking future.
Yes. It's actually a Nook I got on Black Friday from my local Barnes & Noble. It was crazy cheap. It was like $130 or something.
And look what you're doing with it.
I know. I'm talking across the miles to Nicholas Andrew Moore.
Yeah, the Nito.
What does that do? Oh, did I just cancel? You see blackness now?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Hey, I can see computers. Two computers. I see two computers.
You see two screens. We already covered this.
Oh. You moved everything downstairs?
It's a laptop. It's made to move. Hey, there's a picture of you. I see you now. I can do this. There we go. All right. Now I see you, like, picking your ear and everything.
Yeah, great. Maybe one of these days we'll get all this shit down. Technology!
Technology! How come? Where's the thing? Screen rotation. Boom. I'm on a screen rotation.
So I was talking about porn.
You were.
There we go.
That's better.
I see you, but in lower definition.
Oh, well, shit. Oh, I don't give a damn.
I see you in all your bits and
uglies. You still see me?
Yes.
All right, cool.
But no, so... Did you have access to a lot of VHS porn when you were a kid?
I didn't. I actually didn't get my first VHS porn until I was in the thing we call college.
Jesus, dude.
Although I did know... I didn't even masturbate until after I had sex. I didn't have sex until I was almost out of high school.
We all know.
I mean, if I'd known how, I definitely would have, but, you know, it just never... Well, I mean, it did come up, but it didn't... Anyway. That's an example of apophasis.
Then you wouldn't know. Like, the whole... Like, there's a whole thing about it.
Well, I know about Playboys and Hustler, and there was a magazine called We, O-U-I, like French for yes.
Yes, We.
Sorry, I was just thinking about the fact, I told somebody about this podcast today, and I said it was like, you know, like geek things, you know, like Marvel and, you know, tabletop gaming. Like, yeah, this we haven't touched on any of that today.
Well, porn is a nerdy thing.
It isn't. Well, I mean, yes, people can geek porn. That's true. Ooh, geek porn. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Of course it is. Rule number 6 or 68?
34.
There it is.
If it exists, there's porn of it.
I doubled it. 68.
Yeah, dude, there's a whole genre of nerd porn, especially, you know, now that porn is becoming something that if you want to make money with it, you have to sell to an audience. And so they're like, you know what? There's a whole audience of dudes that want to bang chicks that look like chicks they know and hang out with and play Dungeons & Dragons with. So we got to find these chicks and then make porn with them.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, there is nerd porn. There's all kinds of varieties. But back when I was a kid, I had a VHS tape. And my friends had VHS tapes, and we could swap them like Pokemon cards. And what I learned was that while there were tons of starlets, there were like three porn stars when I was a kid that were in everything. Like, they just always were fucking.
Was Tracy Lords one of them?
I don't ever remember seeing... The first thing I saw Tracy Lords in was Blade. And so I was like, oh, she's a porn star. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Oh. I'm not familiar with her work.
Like, I can't...
I have.
I can think of some names from back then, but I don't really remember what any of them looked like. But the three dudes were in everything. It was like... It was like in, like, I don't know. Let's say you only... Where you only saw Robert Downey Jr. movies. You could talk about all these different movies, but you're like, that guy that's in everything. I don't know his name. But like, yeah. There was Ron Jeremy, because that's how old the porn I was watching was.
Oh, okay.
And he was, by then he was already fat and hairy, but he still had a giant cock and was famous, so he got work. And there was Peter North, which is a dude he's got brown hair.
Was that the guy that played Mr. Big in Sex and the City?
He looks kind of like him, actually. Now that you've mentioned it, he does look kind of like that. He looks kind of like Big.
Yeah, and I can't remember it's like Chris North or Chris Noth or something like that.
I think it's Chris Noth. And then there was another guy who he had long blonde hair that was kind of like, he kind of looked like Michael Bolton. I don't know that dude's name.
Coincidence? But
like, those three dudes I saw in all the porns. Those were the guys. Just those three dudes. And there would be other guys that would pop in, but these dudes like worked, like they found the...
The guys would pop into the movie, or they would pop into the... Hoo-wah!
Like, you needed another dude. They'd be like, get one of those stunt guys, or whatever. You know, just somebody to come in.
Get the guy holding the mic, because we don't need the sound in the scene.
Yeah, it didn't matter. But like those are the three guys that would always show up on time, and you know,
lean it against the lamp. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You're getting a promotion, Bobby.
Okay, chief.
I don't know why the porn film industry is run by Perry White in my little world, but yeah.
But yeah, it was just those three dudes. I remember. So that's weird, because for a long time, it was just those three guys. I'm sure there were more. In fact, if you talk to James and Sonny, they'll start telling you, Jeremy.
Jeremy, yeah. Sonny.
In fact, Jeremy Moore will be like, he can tell you, like, who directed the fucking movies. He'll go, oh, yeah, the audio on this was done by da-da-da-da, and you can tell that's this dude's like, stop, I'm going to barf.
That's the advantage of not using a full computer.
James,
sorry, folks.
I
was spinning around in circles while he was trying to talk and be all professional.
Well, it's not good right now because I'm not. You'll notice I'm not drinking a beer. I have a water.
I noticed you weren't drinking a beer. I couldn't tell what you were drinking. I thought maybe it was vodka or something.
No, it's a water. Because my combination of constantly being in motion and going to sleep around 2 o'clock and waking up at 6:30 is starting to catch up with me. I think my whole body is just like going, all right, bitch, if you don't start eating better and going to bed at a reasonable hour and not trying to kill yourself slowly, we are going to do it for you. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like detoxing. Like for lunch today, I went to Panera and I got their quinoa brown rice broth bowl thing with roasted chicken and kale and shit in it. And I was putting I was shoveling that into my mouth, and my body's like, this is delicious, because you know how like if you're lost at sea and you're just eating fish that you can catch, right? Eventually your body, you just eat the meat at first, and then your body's like, hey, eat the guts. Eat the guts and the eyeballs, because there's vitamins and stuff in there that it needs. And so it starts to look good to you. And that's where I'm at now, where I'm just like, a lettuce?
Ooh. You're eating the guts.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm eating the guts and eyeballs. Oh, we need to take a second. A quick shout out to our listener, Brandon Verrett. Brandon sent us an email at dorkpodcast@gmail.com. It's dorkuepodcast@gmail.com. At the end of last week, where I was like, if you send me an email at our email address, it's dorkpodcast@gmail.com. He actually sent us an email. So I was like, if you send me an email, I will send you a dork prize back. And so I did send him a dork prize back.
You actually sent it?
Yeah.
What was in it?
Have gotten it today. A bunch of random dork crap. A bunch of our Red Stick promo stickers, which are about the size of a fist and go great slapped up on anywhere you want to put a sticker.
Those are the size of a fist, I guess.
Yeah, about like that. But they're great for leaving in random places and whatnot. They look like this. You can't see, folks. But it's a Red Stick logo.
Oh, yeah. Got some of those.
Yeah.
The Red Stick.
Some of those. I sent him a rubber duck. A little rubber duck like this.
Oh, very nice.
Because I have a drawer full of these.
A drawer full of rubber ducks?
Well, I got them for part of a cast gift for a show I did a couple years ago, and they showed up I got them from China, so they showed up like a month after the show was over. And I have a lot of them. Like, the more of them came than I expected. I have a lot. I have rubber ducks for days. If you need tiny rubber ducks, you come call me.
I need some tiny rubber ducks, Nick. I need some rubber ducks in my life.
I got you.
Here, all right.
You can have that one.
Thanks. Some of those, I missed it.
I sent him a shitty dork key ring, which is literally a piece of shit with my glasses on it. It's not a key ring. It goes over a key. It's like a key
cover.
A key
koozie?
Looking like this, except it was orange and it's got glasses on it.
So it's one of those things you put on keys so you can tell them apart easier if you have similar keys.
I sent him a Hello Kitty key ring. I sent him one of those, you know those, I don't remember the guy who made them, but it's this little prayer, not prayer, but like religious pamphlets that have like comic strips on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about how the world's only 6,000 years old and dinosaurs and men used to wander around together and get shit done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you don't, Dungeons and Dragons, you'll burn in hell.
Yeah, and Dungeons and Dragons will make you worship the devil. Shit like that. Yeah, I have one of those laying around, so send him that. I don't remember what else I sent him. I sent him a bunch of random dork crap. So we have a contest. Participate. I will send you shit. I sent that shit priority mail.
What's the contest? You just email you?
Yeah. I mean, it's that easy right now because we very rarely get emails. It's like, yeah, they can't be serious. They don't really want us to talk to them, do they? What do they say?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I ain't got it no more.
So, yes, be like Brandon. Get free shit in the mail. Email us at dorkpodcast@gmail.com. It's dorkuepodcast@gmail.com. And I'll send you shit. Not right now, though, because we're not doing contests right now. I mean, I don't know.
We should still do like a Oklahoma Mike contest.
Oklahoma Mike?
Like the best Oklahoma Mike story.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma like Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Oklahoma Mike once wrestled 5 elephants to save a small child, and then he killed the child anyway.
I saw Oklahoma Mike fuck a mountain once. The mountain came twice. Shit like that. There is actually some dork stuff to talk about.
Oh.
Two things specifically. Well, three. And they're all kind of movie related.
What's the latest? What's the latest?
Well, the latest Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe rumor. It looks like there's a lot of talk about Spider-Man not being Peter Parker.
I thought him being Peter Parker, like, he's definitely going to be Peter Parker according to the original press release, though.
Mm. Well, see, something changed because the tone has changed, the mood has changed out in the waves.
Oh, really? Hmm. Yes. I mean, there have been 5 Peter Parker movies already, so.
Yeah. So, but then again, there have been, like, how many Superman movies? And it's still Clark Kent, so.
Yeah, but Superman's always been Clark Kent. He's never been non-Clark Kent.
Ah! But after he died, there were a bunch of other Supermen, including John Henry, the Man of Steel.
His name wasn't John Henry.
Yes, he was.
It was John, like John Henry Irons or something, wasn't it? It was like
something like that.
But, okay, so it was John Henry, but that wasn't his full name. It wasn't like John, first name John, last name Henry.
But I'm looking it up right now. Superman, John Henry, because that's what I remember. Because that's why they used it. Because it was like
the it was John Henry. Steel. John Henry Irons.
Yeah,
John which Iron? His name is Irons, and he becomes Steel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still got... Okay, if you're a big, big black dude named John Henry and you're holding a hammer, look at that.
Yeah, well, we know what they're trying to evoke. I'm just saying his name wasn't first name John, last name Henry.
If he comes up and he says, my name is Steel, I'm like, you're John Henry, motherfucker. You've got a hammer. You have a giant hammer. You could be John Henry McGillicuddy. If you walk around with a giant hammer, people are going to call you John Henry. Like, it's like I'm trying to think of anything close. If your name is Peter Parkerson and you swing around New York with webs, they're going to call you Peter Parker.
Yeah.
It's like Andrew Zimmern, the guy that hosts Bizarre Foods. Everybody calls him Andrew Zimmerman. That's not his name. His name's Andrew Zimmern. But it's so other thing. And he goes everywhere carrying a giant hammer. So, when he's eating Bizarre Foods.
He's a steel-driving man. I mean, not Andrew Zimmerman. Or Zimmerman.
But that's not even the craziest thing I read today.
What's the craziest thing you read today?
Have you seen who they're talking about casting as Green Lantern?
Which Green Lantern?
Green Lantern in the DC universe of movies.
Like Hal Jordan?
No. It's not the Green Lantern I was reading about them using.
John Stewart?
No, that would make sense.
Kyle, what's his name?
Gardner? Radner?
Gardner. No, not Gardner. Gardner. I was thinking Kyle Rayner.
They are. There
no,
is
don't tell talk. Is it Alan Scott?
Nope.
Is it Guy Gardner?
Nope. The person they're looking... And this was off Movie Pilot, so it may be just broad rumor, but somebody somewhere must have mentioned it for it to become some sort of reality. Michelle Rodriguez.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Because apparently there was a chick Green Lantern for a short amount of time after Hal Jordan died.
Oh.
Where she got a ring from a wrecked ship, and Hal Jordan died, and so since she was the only Green Lantern... or the only person in possession of a ring on Earth at the time, she became the Green Lantern of Earth. But it was really short-lived. But they're like, well, everybody's really screaming at us to update, 70 years of comic history for these movies. let's put a Latina chick in as Green Lantern.
I'd be on board with that.
Why?
Okay. A, Green Lantern is a mantle. It's not a person. It's not
No. Green Lantern is a mantle, but you're not gonna have fucking
what?
Kilowog.
Kilowog.
And be like, here's Green Lantern, because Kilowog has been in all the fucking Green Lanterns. Kilowog is somebody people see and know, but if he was fucking Green Lantern in the DC movies, people be like, what the fuck? He's a Green Lantern. It is just a mantle. You're right.
I'm just saying it is. And well, like there hasn't been like a Green Lantern presence on screen that I've been like, okay, well, this is what we need to go with. I mean, if they wanted to make a thing where they had Malcolm Reynolds, Firefly guy, Nathan Fillion, because like he does the voice on a lot of the DC. He does the voice of Green Lantern as Hal Jordan. I believe it's Hal Jordan. Mm-hmm. On a lot of the DC animated stuff nowadays. So, I mean, if they wanted to make an animated thing with him, you know, I'd be connected with that. But if you're going to, like, make any Green Lantern thing, and, like, and since Hal Jordan has, you know, in the comics, he's, like, come and gone or whatever. I don't know what's going on with him now. I mean, you can make a Kyle Rayner movie, or you can make a Guy Gardner movie, or a Jon Stewart movie.
But the Jon Stewart movie makes sense, because Jon Stewart is Green Lantern. He has been Green Lantern for, like, an entire generation of people that have been reading comic books. Jon Stewart makes sense. That's not even a question.
It is.
Like, it if is. You cast... Like
the, so you think the they should make a John Stewart? Do you think they should make a John Stewart movie before they make a Michelle Rodriguez movie or whoever, whatever?
No fucking question.
No, I agree with that. They should make that one first. But I understand the number of like possible female superhero movies that they could make compared to the ones that they have made. I mean, they haven't made a Wonder Woman movie. They haven't made a Black Widow movie. They haven't made name it. They haven't made anything. I mean, they've made barbed wire. You know, but like.
Yeah, it's fucking miserable. No, exactly. Wonder Woman movie can happen. She-Hulk movie could be cool, especially if they did it like the early 90s comic version of her, where it was kind of funny. She
breaking the fourth wall and such?
Yeah. Like they're going to do with Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Black Widow, I don't know if Black Widow could do a movie. And I don't think it would pull in the numbers like anything else would, because it would be like... Well, I mean, Scarlett Johansson did a movie like that. She's done two.
She
like,
did Lucy.
Lucy movie, and there was another one.
I know she did the Lucy movie, and that one, I mean, not that the Hercules movie that Rock did was all that great, but, like, it outperformed that movie. Because if you just say Hercules, Rock, and, you know, Scarlett Johansson doing action shit, and people were like, oh, I'd rather go with Scarlett Johansson.
If you did it at this point, it would do good.
Mm.
But it's had to build up a lot to it. But there are a whole host of other female superheroes that deserve movies long before we ever get to Michelle Rodriguez as a fucking Green Lantern.
Because I'm not disagreeing with that, but if they want to do Michelle Rodriguez as a Green Lantern, like, if they do it right, I mean, I could be on board with that. Because you could do, like, anybody as a Green Lantern. You could just be like, this is a, you know, alternate story of what a Green Lantern could be. And, like, I'm also saying this because, like, I like Green Lantern, but, like, doing things that, like, totally go against whatever the character has done, it doesn't personally offend me. Which is why, like, you know, I was really open to an Iron Man movie. Like, I've bought maybe 5 Iron Man comics in my entire life. I mean, I've bought Avengers comics, and I bought, like, all types of other Marvel stuff that Iron Man was in. But, like, when they came out with the Iron Man movie, I was like, you know, I know the story in general. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's not going to, like, offend me if they get a lot of stuff wrong or they decide to change a lot of stuff. So, I mean, you're not going to get a vociferous argument from me against Michelle Rodriguez as a Green Lantern. Plus, I fucking love Michelle Rodriguez. Not only is she someone who, like, She's like very geeky, and she's got a, you know, attitude. And I remember there was an interview she did where, like, it was like this first time interviewer, like the, you know, like a rookie journalist was like saying, so Michelle, like, where are you originally from? And Michelle's answer was like, I don't know, my mother's vagina. Like, she's like that type of character. I mean, like, she's gotten better since, you know, she's like got over her anger management issues. But, like, I think she's really cool, and I would love to see her, like, in a movie where, like, you're actually, like, it's, you know, where it's like one of these tentpole movies. I mean, I don't know if the currents are right for it to happen right now, but, I mean, I would be very interested in seeing it. What are you thinking? Are you considering? We don't have to agree on everything, Nick.
Well, like, I have already suspended disbelief concerning Michelle Rodriguez because of, Fast and Furious. They killed her, and then they brought her back. And I was like, fuck yes! Awesome.
And that's not even the most unbelievable thing that happened in that series. Like, not even close.
But I was just like, she's back! You know, and then everybody's fine with it. Everybody's fine with that. Yes, bring her back from the dead. Who gives a shit? Drive cars, explode.
Which means she can be a comic book character, because comic book characters fucking do that all the time.
Sure, but... I don't know. It's just such an obvious... ploy. It's just like, look what we're doing. And everybody's like, that's great that you're doing that, but it doesn't make any sense. It's like,
it's the DC universe. Did you see Superman Returns?
Yeah.
This is why I don't have a problem with it. Like, I mean, I don't know. If, like, they were going to do, I can't even think of an appropriate character for this, you know, or if they were going to do Moon Knight, but instead of, like, the regular guy, it was going to be Michelle Rodriguez, I would be like, okay, I don't see why you're doing this.
Okay, so Moon Knight, you have a problem with Green Lantern. You're like, yeah, that's cool. Green Lantern's fine.
Because, the nature of Green Lantern is that, like, you know, this person's Green Lantern, and then this person becomes Green Lantern. You can make up an entire new person to be Green Lantern for the
movie. Were, like, thousands of Green Lanterns.
Yeah, I mean, you can just say she was that Redskin chick and be like, okay, well, you know, here's a real story. She came from Earth, you know. No, I don't know. I don't remember what her name was. I don't know. Like, most of the stuff I know from Green Lantern comes from, a number of different cartoons, including the Justice League Unlimited show.
Which is a good show. Green Lantern was one of the first ones I read. I read Superman, I read a lot of Punisher, I read X-Men, and I read Green Lantern. Because my dad was a big Green Lantern fan. So the first comics that he bought me that weren't like Batman, it was Green Lantern.
Yeah. I was always a mutant person. Like, there's hardly anything that went on in the X-Men, you know, extended culture between, like, 1980 and 2006 that I couldn't at least give you, like, you know, a paragraph worth of information on.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I was thinking about something like the early 80s X-Men stuff when John Byrne was still doing art and like Chris Claremont wrote forever. But like John, almost anything John Byrne draws, I'm like, this is pretty awesome. I need to shut up for a second.
You all right there, James?
I'm fine. To my friend Anna, if you're like listening to this, this is like your first dork. Then I apologize for the burp, but for nothing else.
Yeah. Cream shitting dick chits. Welcome aboard, Anna. The other thing was that dude in The Kingsman. I have not seen it yet, but
the character or the actor?
The actor who plays the kid in Kingsman.
Okay, I don't know his name right off.
Nor do I. He is currently being rumored to play Han Solo in a movie coming out in 2018 about a young Han Solo. And I see the pictures of him from Kingsman. I was like, I don't know. But then I saw another picture of him, like, in a different setting or something like that. And they're like, look at that. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I could see that. Like, that could work as a young Han Solo. He just looked so tiny next to Mr. Darcy. I can't remember the actor's name. He plays the mentor in Kingsman.
Colin Firth.
Yes.
They all have nicknames based on the Merlin people, King Arthur.
In Kingsman?
Yeah. Colin Firth is Galahad. Mark Strong is Merlin. Jack Davenport is Lancelot.
Hmm.
I don't know which one is the kid.
I think his name starts with a T.
Because, like, the first one listed plays a character named Terrorist, and I don't think that's him.
Probably not. But, yeah, I haven't read that one. I'm a fan of Marmalar, but I never read that. It was under my radar.
I don't know. All right. Let's say it's Bob Smith.
Bob Smith?
Yeah. There's a lot of actors in here that I did not realize were in the movie.
Taron Egerton? Yeah, he's Welsh.
Oh, there he is. He's down like, you know. He plays somebody named Eggsy. Gary Eggsy Unwin.
Yeah, he's Colin Firth's nephew. At least as far as the comics go.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would change it. But then again, they change everything fucking else.
That's the nature of when you're transitioning
lucky
you from
Michelle fucking Rodriguez.
I'm going to support anything. If Michelle Rodriguez says she wants to play Superman, I'm going to be like, all right, I can see that. She and Lois Lane can have like some kind of like lesbian thing. That's fine. I'm totally cool with that.
Well, I think we're all fine with that, James, but
I would watch Michelle Rodriguez read the phone book though. As long as she didn't make it.
Yeah, but then you're missing the point, James. the point of her reading the phone book naked is as an expression of her as a person and a human being, and not to fulfill your base desires, you pig.
Yeah, I would watch her do it clothed as well.
That was a lead-in, James. Stop. Perfectly fine. No, I want to watch Michelle Rodriguez read the phone book naked.
No, it's fine.
I'm trying to finish before she gets through the A's.
Why?
Anthony, Antoine, can't do Michelle Rodriguez. Try to be short and like.
See, I'd forgotten I had a crush on Michelle Rodriguez until you started saying that. I hadn't thought about her in a while.
See, you're tempered toward her. That's.
I am. I'm not. I'm not an unbiased.
Shit. You don't care.
I don't.
James.
I would love to see Michelle Rodriguez play Princess Leia's daughter. That would work. Like Jaina Solo or whoever they wound up naming her.
I think they've already cast it.
I know they have. I'm just saying.
And she's got a lightsaber that she can change with her thoughts to become all kinds of things. And so Darth Vader comes out, and he's got a yellow lightsaber. And what you know, it's the only thing that can defeat her telepathic lightsaber. And he takes his mask off, and his head's all pink. And he's got a slick back grease do and a widow's peak.
And he sounds like Mark Strong.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
There's an earthquake happening in New Orleans.
No, then you're fucked.
As far as your camera can tell, anyway. As far as the audio listeners can tell.
So I'm doing quiz up and trivia crack now.
Yes.
It's a problem. Like, I didn't understand what quiz up was when I did it. I just thought it was like random trivia, but it's the most specific fucking trivia game I've ever played.
There's a lot of specificity involved, yes.
Like, I want to do movie trivia. Okay, what genre of film? Horror. Okay, Nightmare on Elm Street. just
Halloween.
Classic Friday 13, movie monsters.
Which genre of horror, or which franchise of horror, or which group of franchises?
Like, I've been doing Back to the Future trivia.
Yeah, I've been doing
just trivia just about Back to the Future, and there's never a wait. Like, I don't press Back to the Future trivia, and then have to sit there for 20 minutes for some other dumbass is like Back to the Future trivia. That sounds like fun. No, instantly, people all over the world. I played Back to the Future trivia against a chick in Iran last night.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how all that works.
Neither do I.
I don't know if like they play a game, and then like when you instantly like match up with them. If you're playing a game against them live at that exact moment, or
well,
if,
that one was
like,
real time because right when it was over, because like I beat her by like
she one was point, like, oh, good
she
job.
Messaged me. Yeah, she goes, good game on that, and I was like, hey, you too.
Or yeah, but I've like I've never been challenged. I don't know how that works. So. I mean, I have been challenged, but like not when it's like a random person I don't know. It's like my friends challenge me.
Mm.
But anyhow. How much time we have?
I think we're close. We can call it if you need to go.
Yeah, I probably should. I need to clean out the
We're going to have a chuck missing in the middle that I'm going to try and find some technical difficulty music to put in. That's actually what I started humming when it went out. There's no show right now. Podcast is canceled because James' computer is shutting off and he's got to reset his browser and then come back.
I'm glad you said back, because shutting off my browser does not make me do that.
Bump bump deep ba-do. Alright, James. Well, I guess that's that. I'm Nick Moore.
Hail Hydra. I'm James Brown.
You've been dorked.
You've been dorked.
We'll see you next week, folks. Well, we won't see you at all. You'll listen to us.
Maybe we'll see you. Maybe we're watching you right now.
We'll be back next week for Dork episode 61.
61, just like Roger Maris' home runs. Yes.
Yes.
Do you know what the name of the Beatles' second album was?
Second album.
It was. It was the Beatles' second. They called it the Beatles' second album. That was the name of it.
Such a genius.
Quite.
Hey, maybe we could have four British Green Lanterns.
Bye, Nick.
With stupid haircuts and suits, and they could fight Darth Vader. And Darth Vader could be that little dude from The Hangover, the Chinese guy. I can't remember his name. Doctor?
Qin Liang.
Yeah. Jiang.
Yeah.
It could be Darth Vader.
Why am I on... What?
I don't know, your face is great. Bye, James!
I'm trying to... I accidentally opened Spotify somehow.
Goodbye, James!